Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Oh, we are on the air. This is Megan Barr for Wayne Allen Root. We're going to go to war this next hour, as we do every Tuesday. I got two guys talking in my ear right now, and I'll tell you what, as a woman, I don't think there's anything more annoying. Wayne, get out of here. You're not on till 4. He won't leave me alone. He keeps shoving paper in front of my face, but that's because that's how much news is dropping today. He's running back and forth from the printer, stapling. You can probably hear it in the background, and he still hasn't left the studio. All right, so there's three of us on the air today, I guess, or two of us on the air, and all of you out there in war world, welcome to Tuesday's show. So much stuff is going on. You're going to find all of these articles and more on RootForAmerica.com, as well as ReaganBabe.com, because that's my website. And when they can't see the light, make them feel the heat. And that's why I love this microphone. I always treat this microphone as my blowtorch of truth, and the truth is dropping, and so are a lot of lies. But what I don't understand right now, and I'm going to kick off the show with the border, because as I have said time and time again, probably every week with you, illegal immigration, I believe, is going to be the top issue that drives Trump supporters, as well as Trump Democrats, as well as Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, to the polls. Because with all this talk that the Democrats are now using about racism, because, well, illegal alien isn't a race, but I digress. It's a crime. And so the Democrats keep saying, well, the president is acting as if he is above the law. Well, what about illegal aliens? You're putting them above the law. We want to enforce the interior of our border by deporting a few million illegal aliens who have final deportation orders to GTFO. And President Trump gives Nancy 2 more weeks. And this is what I don't get. Okay, I've read The Art of the Deal. I've watched him in action for the last 3 years as a campaigner and as the president. And as a politician. And now this is a political stunt, if you ask me. I'm on behalf of Nancy Pelosi, because that's all she's good at is stunts. You know, the last time we gave Nancy that much power was when we passed that awful omnibus bill without the border money in it, remember? And so what does 2 weeks get us exactly? Well, if I look over on Twitter, and I'm following Nancy Pelosi, and I'm following the communist left, and I'm following the Marxists, and I'm following AOC, but am I not just repeating myself? Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker, all of the candidates, 24 of them, are all now talking about how the kids are suffering at the border in these detention centers, in these concentration camps. How they don't have toothpaste, and how they don't have soap. And how the abuses of the Trump administration, this is all bad PR. This is setting the narrative. And the narrative is everything. That's why the press continues to suppress the truth. That's why these lies keep perpetuating and getting viral. And if there is a retraction, maybe only 10,000 people will retreat the retraction, but not after 395,000 people tweeted the first lie. And it was Mark Twain that said, a lie travels halfway around the world before you have a chance to put on your shoes. And so who's wearing the boots in D.C.? Is it the third in line of the presidency? She has more power, that stuttering mess. Her backyard of San Francisco doesn't have toothbrushes and toothpaste and soap for the homelessness that has metastasized all throughout the streets of San Francisco. Dogs step in human feces. Humans don't step in dog feces in San Francisco. And when you look at the streets of San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi's backyard, they're compared to the slums of Mumbai. It's a hazmat issue. I left my heart in San Francisco. No, I left my hazmat suit in San Francisco. I choose not to travel to San Francisco because when a medical convention, one of the largest medical conventions that had been going to San Francisco for decades, cancels their multi-million dollar convention due to hazmat issues, why the hell would I go to San Francisco if the CDC and the doctors and the FDA and all of the other organizations, doctor-related agencies, won't set foot in San Francisco? So the narrative needs to be set, and I don't see the narrative being set except by Democrats. And of course, the press is going to use this to their favor. Of course, this is going to influence the ACLU. Of course, this is going to influence the liberal activist judges on the Ninth Circuit and in federal courts across the country. We can enforce the interior of our border now. I don't know if this is some kind of bluff. I'm sure he has a plan. But I wish he was treating the Democrats much like he's treating the mullahs and sanction the Democrats. The Democrats, the socialists, the Marxists are the ones who need to be sanctioned because they're all just one big totalitarian lot deciding how much money they are going to force from you, from your family. They're figuring out all ways of legalized theft. You're now going to pay for degrees in underwater basket weaving and intersectional feminist studies for those pointed head liberal students, the activists that are being generated across this country in schools, they're all been given this power of the narrative set by the Democrats. And so I don't disagree with the president on a lot of things, but I disagree with him on some things because you can't agree 100% of the time. That's just not reality. But the question is, what? And I'll take your calls. I'd be happy to answer. If you've got an idea, what are we getting out of this 2-week deal? Because I don't see it. But what I do see are 15,000 troops that Mexico is sending to our southern border. Did you see that? That Mexico is actually doing more for this country's sovereignty and safety than the Democrats. Why is that? What are they going to give us in 2 weeks except a bill that grants amnesty for the 30 million illegal aliens that illegally reside here who committed a crime when we crossed our border? Those are the type of people that are above the law. But the Mexican president is sending 15,000 troops and has already admitted that there were three ISIS terrorists intercepted. Mexican president, thank you, confirms alert over three ISIS terrorist suspects headed to the border. I was trying to find this article, and it's from Breitbart. Breitbart News first reported exclusively about a security alert issued by U.S. Homeland Security, which warned Mexico about three ISIS terror suspects. The alert identifies the suspects as Mohammed, and another Mohammed Issa of Egypt, and Ahmed Ghanim Mohammed al-Jaburi from Iraq. Maybe we should have a ban on Mohammeds. Sounds like a pattern to me. During his morning news conference, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said his government received the notice. Mexico's El Universal reported the Security Cabinet is handling that matter, López Obrador said. The scoop by Breitbart News was also confirmed by Mexico's Public Security Secretary Alfonso Durazo, who said that three men were not in the country yet. According to Durazo, the alert is one regularly shared by U.S. law enforcement agencies. It is a memo from U.S. security agencies, and it's common to receive such alerts. What about all these U.S. security agencies that the Democrats told us we were to believe? Why am I not hearing about this? Why isn't a narrative being set outside of Breitbart? Why isn't it coming from Mitch McConnell? Why isn't it coming from Kevin McCarthy, the leaders of Congress? Who's talking about this right now, except maybe us? It does not necessarily mean that the people were pretending to enter Mexico. And of course, in the eventuality that they tried to enter the country, they would be detained under this alert. Okay, what if these people were crossing the areas with no walls? How many haven't we caught? We're on record. The last time we waited 2 weeks, we had 500,000 more people storm through our border. All the children that we paid $2 million for in diapers. I think we got 70,000 children being held in detention centers that the Democrats are saying they don't have any soap. So hours after Breitbart News first broke the story, the top immigration chief in Costa Rica revealed the three suspects were detained in Nicaragua and would be sent back to Costa Rica. Why are they being sent back to Costa freaking Rica? Why are they being detained in Gitmo if they are known terrorists? This is part of the problem. We are watching terrorism. We aren't eliminating it from the face of the earth. The largest terrorist breeding ground is in Minnesota, in Ilhan Omar's backyard. We're watching it, though. It's a hotbed of ISIS recruitment. Ilhan Omar's backyard. We're going to get to Ilhan Omar's background after this break, because yes, she married her brother. Yes, she committed immigration fraud. Yes, she lied on her taxes. And yes, nothing is being done about it. We got to rise up. We'll rise up after this break. You're listening to Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, filling in for the great Wayne Allyn Root. We'll go to war on behalf of all of you after this break.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package and 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Tangible Investments. Tangible has what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
War now.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allyn Root.
Sponsor of this segment, Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. They charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest possible prices. Tangible wants you to become educated, so for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book called The New Case for Gold by a New York Times bestselling author. You get both free just for calling, the DVD and the book free, no strings attached. While you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Get your free book and your free award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated consumers. 800-780-9000. Thank you, Tangible.
And thank you, Wayne. And thank you out there in Warland. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com. Thanks for hanging through the break. Always appreciate your ears and also your eyes. We got to pay attention to what's going on. And what's going on right now is something that I have not, I actually hoped I would never witness in my lifetime. And that is the assault on free speech. And I was warning years ago when that term hate speech was created by the left. I said, who determines what is hateful? Whose opinion is that? Isn't that subjective? And here we are with the slippery slope of the violation and the destruction of the First Amendment. If the Democrats couldn't do it through the quote-unquote fairness doctrine that they tried to shove down our throats 10 years ago, they certainly were going to do it incrementally, much like they destroyed the Second Amendment and the Fourth Amendment and every amendment. It's the destruction of the Constitution. It is the fundamental transformation of this country. And so if you want to ask Ilhan Omar, whose district is the largest terrorist recruitment network in the United States, if you'd like to ask her about marrying her brother, committing campaign tax violations, committing tax fraud, immigration fraud, you'll be immediately labeled as an Islamophobic. And her office has not responded to the plenty of evidence, which was published by the Minneapolis Star Tribune, finally. You know, the reporter behind that whole entire story that the Minneapolis Star Tribune really didn't credit him with has been talking about this for years, back when she was running in state elections. They found numerous campaign finance violations, but the Minneapolis Star Tribune, her paper, wouldn't pick it up. So they finally picked it up. But you wouldn't find this article, really, if you were to perhaps Google it. Because Google, as I've also written about plenty of times, as far as how they manipulate their algorithms in order to suppress speech they consider hateful or that they don't like. And guess what? That just happens to be PragerU. That happens to be Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, and any other conservative pundit or limited government advocate. And so what happens is James O'Keefe, who is also despised by the left because he exposes them for exactly who they are, Google is caught by a whistleblower who then goes to O'Keefe and he reveals that Google has a plan to prevent Trump's situation in 2020. Google has a plan to prevent Trump's situation in 2020. Now, plenty of authors, pundits have warned us that foreign interference in our election doesn't necessarily come from Russia. Google is a global company with worldwide reach. And those who make the decisions at Google determine what people in the world, as well as in the United States, see and what they perceive. So after James O'Keefe produces and then publishes on YouTube about a 17-minute video, you can find this video, or James O'Keefe, you can't find it, because YouTube took it off. YouTube removed the video from their platform. The video is still available on ProjectVeritas.com and BitChute.com. And Congressman Louis Gohmert issued a statement saying Google should not be deciding whether content is important or trivial, and they most assuredly should not be meddling in our election process. They need their immunity stripped. So let's talk about Google and the manipulation and election interference and the censorship that doesn't seemingly look like many Republican congressmen are out there talking about it, but a very few. We'll talk about it, that and more, next after this break. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com filling in for War. He'll be here at the 7 o'clock Eastern hour, so about a half an hour. Don't go anywhere.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure krill
Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
My doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV. And I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio, not 1 minute, because if my doctor suggests, I suck in their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Brain fog is gone. I go to bed late, wake up early between 5 and 6 in the morning every morning. And the second I wake up, I don't have to, you know, kind of walk it off or work out it off or walk around for 3 hours or look at the internet. That's what I used to do. Now I'm sharp as a whip from the moment I wake up. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset when you eat food, it's all gone. Because of the liquid that I drink twice a day, in the morning and at night, before I go to bed, and when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allyn Root. Use my last name, ROOT, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT.
And welcome back. Thank you, Wayne. Wayne will join us at the top of the hour. Until then, you're listening to Megan Barth of RayandBabe.com. I go for Wayne every first hour, every Tuesday first hour of his show, and I'm happy to be here with you all. One of the things that has been really bugging me, and I've written about in plenty of op-eds, Daily Caller, etc., is the manipulation and the interference in our elections, and certainly not from the Russians, but how the news and how information is manipulated through algorithms and suppression of certain trains of thought, conservative speech. This is propaganda 101. Okay, they don't need posters. They don't need taglines. They don't need people in the streets marching with matching shirts and matching signs and pre-printed signs and slogans. They simply just need to prevent the speech of which they disagree with and which they consider hate speech. And so I want to get into this because you're not going to find it over on YouTube because they took the video off their platform. Google owns YouTube. Facebook owns Instagram. It's very hard to get your message out on social media when social media is acting as a publisher and not a neutral means of communication. And that really is the distinct difference legally, technically. They are protected under Section 230 of the Commercial Decency Clause, whereby they cannot be sued for libel or held liable in a court of law because they maintain that they're just neutral entities. They're not publishers. Well, they're certainly publishing only ideas and people and pushing them to the top of search agents or search engines, and that means they are publishers. Because they certainly don't want to publish PragerU. They don't want to publish Ben Shapiro. They don't want to publish Jordan Peterson. They wanted to platform Steven Crowder. They've already deplatformed Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer can't even use Uber because she was labeled as Islamophobic when she actually broke the news about the immigration fraud committed by a seated congresswoman from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar. So here is the update, and there's plenty of updates when this story broke yesterday. But obviously, YouTube has removed the video that James O'Keefe published on ProjectVeritas.com. When the Google executive was caught, Jen Ganai, she responded to the video saying, "I was just having a casual chat with someone at a restaurant and used some imprecise language. Project Veritas got me. Well done." Do you notice that she did not deny that she said what she said? Now, what did she say? Well, Jen Ganai, who is the longtime Google employee and head of responsible innovation. What does that mean? Responsible innovation. Elizabeth Warren is saying we should like break up Google. And like, I love her, but she's very misguided. Like, that will not make it better. It will make it worse, because all of these smaller companies who don't have the same resources that we do will be charged with preventing the next Trump situation. It's like a small company cannot do that. Like, really, Jen? Really? Like a small company? No, a very powerful monopolistic company like Google can, though. And so you have the fascists fighting to keep their monopoly, because they are going to determine what is hate speech. They are going to determine what is responsible innovation. Project Veritas founder O'Keefe said this is the third tech insider who has bravely stepped forward to expose the secrets of Silicon Valley. These new documents, supported by undercover video, raise questions of Google's neutrality and the role they see themselves fulfilling in the 2020 elections. Jen Ganai is the head of responsible innovation for Google, a sector that monitors and evaluates the responsible implementation of AI, artificial intelligence technologies. In the video, Ganai said Google has been working diligently to prevent the results of the 2016 election from repeating in 2020. What is the punishment for election interference? Of course, does it matter? Because it doesn't seem like the laws are being upheld. It seems like they're being manipulated and ignored. She said, "We all got screwed over in 2016. Again, it wasn't just us. It was the people got screwed over. The news media got screwed over. Like, everybody got screwed over. So we're rapidly been like, what happened there? And how do we prevent it from happening again? We're also training our algorithms, like, if 2016 happened again, would the outcome be different?" According to the insider, machine learning fairness is one of the many tools Google uses to promote a political agenda. Documents leaked by a Google informant elaborate on machine learning fairness and the algorithmic unfairness that AI product intervention aims to solve. So it's like us against the machines. But it's not just the machines, it's the people who are running those machines, managing the machines, writing the code for those machines. The reason we launched our AI principles is because people were not putting that line in the sand, that they were not saying what's fair and what's equitable. Fair and equitable. Always in the communists, always, always with the communists, things must be fair and things must be equitable, but certainly not free speech. That isn't fair and equitable. It's only granted by the fascists to their brethren, fascists and communists and Marxists. So she says, what's fair and equitable? So we're like, yeah, this is Jen because she uses like. So we're like, well, we are a big company and we're going to say it. The Google Insider explained the impact of artificial intelligence and machine learning fairness. They're going to redefine a reality based on what they think is fair and based upon what they want and what is part of their agenda. Additional leaked documents detail how Google defines and prioritizes content from different news publishers and how it product features that content. One document called the Fake Newsletter explains Google's goal to have a single point of truth across their products. Is your hair standing up on the back of your neck like mine? If it's not, you're not listening. Another document received by Project Veritas explains the news ecosystem, which mentions editorial guidelines that appear to be determined and administered internally by Google. These guidelines control how content is distributed and displayed on their site. The leaked documents appear to show that Google makes news decisions about what news they promote and distribute on their site. And I've said this time and time again, go to Google and Google. Well, you can't Google Hillary Clinton's emails because according to Google, that doesn't exist. That search doesn't exist, which is another lie exposed in this expose. So Google does not want you to find anything related, news or information about Hillary Clinton's emails that she destroyed, the 33,000 of them that she cleaned with something called BleachBit. Comments made by Janai raise similar questions in a conversation with Veritas journalists. Janai explains that conservative sources and credible sources don't always coincide, according to Google's editorial practices. Oh, imagine that. We have gotten accusations of around fairness is that we are unfair to conservatives because we are choosing what we find as credible news sources, and those sources don't necessarily overlap with conservative sources. The insider shed additional light on how YouTube demotes content from influencers like David Rubin and Tim Pool. What YouTube did is they changed the results of the recommendation engine. And so what the recommendation engine is, it tries to do is it tries to say, well, if you like A, then you'll probably like B. So content that is similar to David Rubin or Tim Pool, instead of listing David Rubin or Tim Pool as people you might like, what they are doing is they're trying to suggest different news outlets, for example, like CNN or MSNBC. So, of course, Google has CNN and MSNBC in their back pocket because they consider them fair and equitable. Wrap your mind around that one. What would CNN's ratings be if we weren't forced to watch them in every single airport across this country? MSNBC with the race hustler of Al Sharpton? That's who Google, those fascist executives, believe is fair and equitable? This is the age of Orwell. Thank God I have this microphone because they cannot manipulate these algorithms yet. This is Megan Barrett filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We've got one more segment after this break, so don't go anywhere. Wayne will be with us at the top of the hour. We'll go to war after this break next.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
War now.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
How about more with Megan Barth? We've got one segment left. I go for to War on behalf of Wayne Allyn Root on this three-hour-long radio program. And honestly, I can't get to everything in 1 hour, so I try to break down like the top topics that are near and dear my heart and hopefully yours as well. And we do have a caller, and Kurt, I'm going to go to you in a couple minutes. I just want to wrap up this Google censorship, manipulation of algorithms, interfering in elections, et cetera, because do you realize that not only do they have what Jen Ganai works for, which is responsible innovation, they also have an ethics team. Yes, Google has an ethics team. And this ethics team was busted for calling prominent conservative Jews Nazis. Yes, in the progressive fascist world, Jews are now Nazis. Wrap your head again around that one. In a second day of bombshells from James O'Keefe's Project Veritas, a leaked document reveals what appears to be members of Google's transparency and ethics group. Transparency. They're hiding information, and they are, literally have the gall to call themselves Transparency and Ethics Group, calling prominent Jewish conservatives Ben Shapiro and Dennis Prager Nazis, along with Canadian psychologist Jordan Peterson, who is not Jewish. But everybody's a Nazi that agrees with Trump, right? This is what the left has wants us to believe. This is what they said. And, of course, this type of violent rhetoric has led to a whole Antifa movement, punch a Nazi. That means dox Trump supporters. Dox Tucker Carlson published his home address on pamphlets across Washington, D.C., like Antifa D.C. did. The email was leaked to Veritas following their Monday report in which an undercover operative recorded a senior Google employee admitting that the company is manipulating its algorithms ahead of the 2020 election in order to prevent the next Trump situation. The email apparently was sent as part of the Google's Transparency and Ethics Group internal communications and suggests that content from PragerU, Jordan Peterson, and Ben Shapiro should be disabled from the suggestion feature. Everyone I don't like is Hitler. That is a child's guide to the leftist online political discussion. Let's go to Kurt, shall we? That's our first caller of the day. Thank you so much for calling in, Kurt. This is Megan.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Don't get hood and noise. So
good.
Back whenever Obama was colluding with the Russians, there was a rumor going around that he wanted to set up FEMA to set up some camps to house Russians so that he'd have his soldiers here in order to take over the United States. My question is, why can't we set up FEMA camps and put these undocumented aliens in them and keep track of them until we can get rid of them one way or the other?
Well, that's a great suggestion. And Kurt, thank you for your call. We have detention centers, but they aren't that large or enough to detain the amount of invaders at our southern border, specifically the children. They're simply not equipped. I was talking to a gentleman who's a fan of mine on Facebook, and he said, you know, I live in McAllen, Texas. And now McAllen, Texas, the county, I believe, or the city, I'm not sure which he had stated, says they are paying millions of dollars to take these detention centers out of city budgets that are intended to go to the citizens of the country or of their state or, excuse me, of their town or county. It's supposed to go towards the citizens. Instead, they have to go through the retrofitting of showers, adding new stalls, all of this kind of quote unquote infrastructure that is now required of cities because our current Border Patrol enforcement as well as DHS are just dumping the overflow of illegal aliens on our streets. So whatever we want to call them, I don't care if we call them FEMA camps. I don't care if they're military bases that we use for the time being. Some are went through shutdowns. I know some of them around the country were shut down specifically under the Barack Obama administration. But we have plenty of areas that we could house. However, do we have the appropriate infrastructure? We are dealing with infants, toddlers. We spent $2 million in diapers, in federal money, to take care of 70,000 children. We have half a million illegal aliens being detained in our detention centers that are overflowing. And we were told no less than 3 or 4 months ago that this was a manufactured crisis. But now, because it is a full-blown, in-your-face crisis, the Democrats are going to use it for political gain. Don't ever let a crisis go to waste. Who said that? Rahm Emanuel. Never let a crisis go to waste. And so what are we getting out of this 2-week delay of just cleaning up our interior by allowing the rhetoric and the PR to metastasize and fester and be on the front page of every single news organization? Because Google is going to make sure that that's the news you hear coming from the border. Not the measles, not the diseases, not the rape, not the human trafficking. This is a crisis. And unfortunately, we've got a CPB chief that is now resigned. Maybe that's a good thing. Is McAllen doing his job? Who knows? Doesn't look like it. But I know Wayne's going to do his job next. He's up at the top of the hour right after this break. Thanks so much for your ears. Thanks for your phone calls. We'll talk to you not next Tuesday. I have off for the 4th, but in 2 weeks, I'll be back firing up this mic on your behalf. I appreciate all of you. You can go follow me at ReaganBabe.com. This is Megan Barth, and have a great night.
Five or younger. Would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.